Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Craig Counsell. Batting second. The second baseman, Casey McGehee. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting sixth. The DH, Matt Gamel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Hall. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jody Jarrett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Braden Looper. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting sixth. The DH, Brian Buescher. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Brendan Harris. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Matt Tolbert. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Anthony Swarzak. And now, play ball. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Counsell hits a line drive towards short. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGehee takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. McGehee moves to second. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fielder strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Span hits a pop-up towards short. Counsell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mauer moves to second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Gamel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gamel strikes out. 1 out. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Creed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Creed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGehee fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Counsell is 0-1 in the game. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McGehee is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, McGehee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Braun is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tolbert hits a pop-up towards third. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Span is 0-1 in the game. Span hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mauer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into left field. Braun picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Braun. Gomez scores. Span goes all the way around to score. Mauer moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morneau is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mauer tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cuttier is 0-1 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fielder is 0-1 in the game. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cameron is 0-1 in the game. Cameron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tolbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Gamel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gamel is 0-1 in the game. Gamel strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Creed is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Creed hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Buescher is 0-1 in the game. Buescher strikes out. One out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harris is 0-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gomez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jarrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Jarrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Creed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Council is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Council is 0-for-2 in the game. Council hits a fly ball into left field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tolbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with looper covering, for the out. One out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Span is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Span hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morneau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morneau is hit by the pitch. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cuttier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuttier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morneau moves to second. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Creed is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Creed hits a fly ball into right field. Jarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Casey McGeehee is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGeehee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGeehee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Swarzak covering, for the out. One out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Gamel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gamel is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamel hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buescher is 0-for-2 in the game. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Braun who is chasing the ball. Gomez reaches third base with a triple. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tolbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGehee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jarrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Jarrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. RJ Swindle now pitching. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Span is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Span hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Mauer is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mauer takes first base on ball four. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mauer moves to second. Jorge Julio now pitching. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cuttier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cuttier takes first base on ball four. Mauer moves to third. Morneau moves to second. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Creed is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hall fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Mauer scores. Cuttier moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Twins. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Buescher is 0 for 3 in the game. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Julio covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell is 0 for 3 in the game. Council hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Gurrier covering, for the out. One out. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGehee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGehee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braun is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed throws to second. safe. Over to first, and Braun is out. McGehee moves to second. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fielder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGehee scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tolbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Mijares now pitching. Matt Gamel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gamel is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamel hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall strikes out. 2 outs. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jarrett takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jarrett moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Span. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Jarrett scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Craig Council is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Council is 0-for-4 in the game. Council hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome I. And Minneapolis.